Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. And you can please down for some of these homes. They're very, very sick. Well, Yehuda ben Shifa, Havachaim Kanievsky Shlita, obviously, I think he has found walking. Matisyahu Chaim ben Itol, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther. Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Wachel Basilana, Yehudit Bat Wina, Avraham Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, I believe in the low 20s, she suddenly went unconscious a couple many years ago, you know, they don't even, you know, Shiva Bas Devoa Leia, she's also very sick, she has had Shiva Bas Devoa Leia, Wifka Bat Shoshana, Wifka Bat Shoshana, another one, Moshe Yitzchak ben Bela Pewol, Yehonasan Menachem ben Pewol, Shprinzer bat Esther, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipora, Yukuti El Zamin ben Sawa. I think those Rachel Bas Ilana. Leia Pesha Bas Dina. Leia Pesha Bas Dina. Amir Bat Sawa Rezel. And Leia Pesha Bas Dina. Leia Bas Rachel. Avraham Meir Ben Bela Fega. I believe those are all the Cholim Hashem. Send them all the Refuah Shlema. Because we can please, you know, down for them. And the Divrei Torah should be Zechus, our Shaftel Neuberger from Nei Yisrael, Shiftel, I'm not making fun of his name, Shiftel of Shaftel Meir Ben Chai Yehudis, Zechus is Neshama. So it says, Eile Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneihem. So, the Kliyaka says, what I mean Lefneihem means you put it in front of you. So Kliyaka says, Mishpatim are really mitzvos ben Adam Lemakom, between one person and another person. So Kliyaka say, you know, Derech Eretz Kama L'Toyra. Having Midas, having Urlachkai comes before the Torah. So Kliyaka says, these Mishpatim, the mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveiro has to come before Ben Adam L'Makom. And that's why it says, She'et Asim L'Fneihem. However, Shlomo Haritz Zatzal, who wrote a sefer called Beis Avon, says, Rashi says, just like last week's Pasha, Seves Adibros, and last week's Pasha, the mitzvah was given Hasinai, so too these mitzvahs were given Hasinai. So Avos Shlomo Haritz Zatzal said, what's Rashi telling me? We know the whole Torah was given to Har Sinai. Zakra Shlomo Haritz, what Rashi's telling us that we have to view all the mitzvahs we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to view it, we only do it because Hashem told us to do it. It's not because, we can't say we know the reason. We have to do it because, like example, don't steal. We have to say we don't steal because Hashem told us not to steal, not because we know the reason why. Because I think what Shlomo Haritz is hinting to us, he says, if you think you know the reason behind the mitzvah, there might be a time in your life that you might say, I don't need to keep it anymore because it's not shayach. No. You keep all the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded you. Then when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, a person who steals and doesn't have money, you know, sold as a slave, and we call him Eved Ivri. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Why is he called Eved Ivri? He should be an Eved Yisrael, a Jew. And when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, I think in this week's Haftorah, or last week, or something in the Nach, when Moshe said, this, if a person is poor and sells themselves as a slave, doesn't steal, but just a poor person and sells himself as a slave, they're called Eved Yehudi. So why is this person called Eved Ivri? Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, we record Ivrim before we got the Torah HaKadosha. After the Torah, we're called Bnei Yisrael, we're called Yehudim, but we record Ivri before the Torah. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, this person who stole, he's not acting like a Jew. He's not acting like a Yid. He's acting before we got the Torah. And that's why you call him Eved Ivri. Like, we're telling what you did was wrong. You don't act like this. A Jew does not steal. And when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal adds on, he says, Ima Ivriya. That's talking about a daughter who's sold as a slave. A daughter can be sold as a slave as long as she's below 12. So Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, why she's called Ivri? The daughter did nothing wrong. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, again, it's a criticism of the father. Because we're telling the father, a Jewish father does not sell his daughter as a slave. A Jewish father does not do that. And that's what we go to Imi Ivriya to tell the father what you're doing is wrong. You do not sell a daughter as a slave. Then the Vilna Gaon points out that every Kanani, if they lose a tooth or an eye, they get to go free. So Vilna Gaon said, why? So we know Kananim come from Cham. And Cham, what did Cham do? Cham saw his father without clothes, you know, didn't turn away, you know, saw his father without clothes, and went to tell his brothers. So that represents the seeing of his father, and the telling represents the mouth, the tooth. So now his great-great-great-great-grandkids are Kananim. Kananim come from Cham. So now when a Kanani loses a tooth or an eye, that's a kapot, that's an atonement for them, for what they did, you know, what Cham, I guess, did was not proper. And therefore he goes free, if they lose a tooth or an eye, because it's kapot for the seeing or the talking. Then Vilna Gaon says, again, there's not with every Kanani, but it says, if you open up a boar is spelled Bav, Beis, Vav, Resh, or you dig a boar, that's only Beis, Resh, it's missing a Vav. So Vilna Gaon, so why does the first one have a Vav and the other one doesn't? Zakta Vilna Gaon, because if you open up a boar and it's 10 Tfachim, then you'll be Chayiv. You'll be Chayiv. If you open a boar, then you're Chayiv, but it has to be a complete boar. A boar that's, you know, that's 10 Tfachim, then you'll be Chayiv. That's why the Vav Reish, it's a complete boar. But let's say a boar already has 4 Tfachim, and you dig only 6, you dig another 6 Tfachim, then you're going to be Chayiv. So there, the Torah is trying to tell you, you don't have to dig a complete boar. If it already has 4 Tfachim, you only have to dig another 6, and you'll be Chayiv. So it's not a complete boar you're digging. That's why the Vav is missing. Well, the Walag, they said another word. He said, why someone who steals and does that money sold? Because Moshe Feinstein, so I'll just point out, a ganev is someone who steals at night. He's only scared of Hashem. He's not scared of humans. So the Walag said that's why he sold to a master. We're telling the person you have to realize there's a master in the world. That master is Hashem. That's what you should be scared of. And that's why he sold to a master, to try to teach that person that you should be scared of a master. I think a sefer called Otsreya Yashan, why Baruch Newman, Rabbi Young Israel, Spring Valley, told him his fault, but he called it, I think, Otsreya Yashan. He said, why is the person is brought to the door, you know, if he wants to stay longer after 6 years? Why is he brought to a delet? Because they're telling the person, look, you can leave the house. You can leave slavery. It's up to you. You don't want to leave, but look, you can leave. It's up to you. You can leave right now. You can leave. So that's why you bring him to the door. Tell him, look, you can leave the house. The Walag just said a different shot. The door has a mezuzahs. You know, mezuzahs, you know, and mezuzahs, we usually tell mezuzah, we put on the door to Hashem, that Hashem should guard the house. Hashem to guard the house from all... So what we're telling the person who stole, you think you stole from a house that Hashem was not there? Look, there's mezuzahs on every door, on every Jewish person's door. Hashem is watching what you do, what you don't do. And Hashem is watching you also. So we bring him to the door to tell him, if you're going to stay as a slave for another six, if you're going to continue your slavery, then you're telling Hashem, I don't really believe in you. I'm kind of proud of that I stole. And therefore, I don't believe that you're kind of watching over every house. Because if he did, he'd want to leave the house. He wouldn't want to be a slave anymore. The Walag said that vort. Moshe Shaw from Lakewood called the one the Ger Rebbe. He said, why do we pierce the person in the ear? Because we're telling the person, obviously, there's something wrong. You didn't hear the Issa, don't steal, Lo Tignov. You didn't hear it. There's something wrong. Yes, you want to say the first time we don't pierce the ear, because you can say, okay, ain't tzadik asher lichta baaretz. Some people make mistakes. But you're staying on longer as a slave and you can leave, you're kind of showing that you're kind of like, you know, it doesn't bother you that you stole. And you want to stay as a slave. So we're telling the person, there's something wrong. You didn't hear at Har Sinai. And why do we do through the lobes of the ear? So the Gemara says, I think Gemara Ksuva says, why do we have a lobe? Because we can lift that lobe up, not to hear Lashon Hara, not to hear lies, not to hear Nivapen, not to hear Shmutz of the world. But we're telling the person, you must have heard that. That's why it clogged your ears, and therefore you didn't know there was an Issa to steal. And that's why you pierced the lobe, because telling you not using lobes properly to keep the schmutz out, and therefore you would know not to steal. When the Ger Rebbe said that. Then, the Moshe Shor from Lake of the Chida, it says, It says a beautiful word. The Chidah says that if someone murders, you know, Kiazin Isha Ting Ayureyu Yuageyu Yameyu, steals, he murders a person, you know, Yameyu by tricks, again, I don't, whatever, but Yikurenu Ela Mizbeach, he goes to the Mizbeach, Yivio Ela Mizbeach, Yikurenu Lamus, he has to be killed still. So the Chidah says, what the person might say to Basin, listen, I killed Reuven, let's say Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven could say Shimon was a traitor, had a hole in his lung, and that's why he was going to die anyway. And Reuven, so that's why you bring him to Mizbeach. Because what? How could we bring Korbanos? How do we know that the Korbanos are not traitor? You know, they might have a hole in the lung. So Gemara says, wolf animals, majority of animals are not traitor. So we say, just like majority animals are not traitor, majority of human beings are not traitor. So we're saying to Reuven, you can't say that. That's why he goes to the Mizbeach saying, listen, just like majority animals reviews are not treif, he wants to, you know, so we bring him to and we bring him out to Kikil, because saying to him, just like majority animals are sacrificed, well, they're not treif, so too majority of people are not treif, and you can't say they're treif, and therefore you're going to be killed also. However, Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim, he'll cut this a little different shot. He wants to the Mizbeach to do a voting. Maybe you're probably talking about a Kohen. And what the guy said, listen, yes, I might have killed, but now I'm doing mitzvahs. So mitzvahs knock out some of my veivas. So that's why we bring him to kill. We say, no, a mitzvah does not knock out an aveva. Only tshuva, only repentance. So yes, he might want to the Mizbeach to start doing mitzvahs, but we're telling you, your mitzvahs do not knock out the aveva you did of killing someone. And you get killed yourself. You have to do tshuva. The Rav Sternbach said that. Then the Kli Yaakov says, by shomechinam, you know, a watchman who doesn't get paid, we say if they watch your money or utensils. By a paid watchman, shomesacha, we say if you watch animals, you know, different animals. So Shabbas Rabim asks the question, why by shomechinam, it says if they only watch money or utensils. By shomesacha, someone who's paid, we say if you watch animals or that. So I believe Shabbas Rabim said, someone who's not going to get paid is not going to want to take the responsibility of watching an animal. He's not going to want to take the responsibility of watching an animal. Yes, they'll watch your utensils or money, but don't forget, I'm guessing the Shabbas Rabim is heading on. He's just saying that the stomach, it's just pressure that no one's going to want to watch animals and not going to get paid for it. You know, it's a huge responsibility. First, you have to take care of the animal. But shomechinam, someone's not going to get paid. He's going to say, no problem, I'll watch your utensils, your money, because that doesn't require responsibility. I'm guessing Shabbas, I might be changing Shabbas Rabim words, but I think that's what he's referring to. The Kli Yaakov says, I believe it's Kli Yaakov, it says, Avadasem Hashem al Kechem, you serve Hashem, your Almighty, and that's a plural language. And then you said you bless Hashem for the food and water, food and the bread and water he gives you. That's Lashon Yachid, that's singular. So I think it's Kli Yaakov. Why does it go from plural to Yachid? So he said, because to serve Hashem, you need to do with other Yidin, for you go into Minyan, or to do Chesed. You know, you need other people, other Yidin, to serve Hashem. But to bench Hashem for the food or the water he gives you, that you can do on your own. You don't need other Jews. That's why it goes from Lashon Rabin to Lashon Yachid. Why is there a Wapo Yuwape? Yuwape starts with a Yud. And Wapo Yuwape gives permission to go to a doctor. So the Walag said the Pshat is, Wapo Yuwape, why it begins with Yud? Because Hashem said, yes, I'm giving you permission to go to a doctor. But realize Yud represents Hashem. Yud is Hashem. The Walag said, Hashem's telling us, remember, yes, you're going to a doctor. But remember, you only get healed if Hashem lets you get healed. Still dive into Hashem. Still cry to Hashem. Don't forget about Hashem. Still go to Hashem. Don't think it's a doctor. It's all Hashem. I'd like to wish everyone a Gevaldik Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. Again, I'm going to leave you, I'm going to tell you a beautiful story in 1 minute, but again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, let's say you go to work, and you're in the same office the whole day, and in the morning you make a shakon yebidvo on a sucking candy. Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, if you don't leave that room at all, or you don't leave that place, that shahako works on the candy for the whole day. But if you had kavana, all I'm going to have the shackles just on one candy. You have a kavana, all I'm going to have the shackles just on one candy, then you have to make new brachas. But if you make a general bracha, just shackle on one candy, it works the whole day, as long as you don't leave that place for the whole day. Rav Kalish from Five Towns, he called it Chofetz Chaim. When you get to Mavachas and what you saw Bashalom, you should say, you hear what son of a fever, again, the beat of an echo, Shem, so even go Lee. And you can answer, Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch, Kevod Hashem, Amen to Kel Kadosh, Amen to Shomei Tfila, and Mori Menachnu Lach. If you know, didn't do Chazav the Shats, why you up to Elokain it saw. But the Chofetz Chaim said, Bidi Evid, let's say they get up to Kadosh, 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 and say, you hear what son yet? You can still answer Kadosh, Kadosh, you can still answer Baruch, Kevod, you can answer those Amen, and you can still say Mori Menachnu Lach. But ideally, say Yehuatzon. But if they're up to Kadosh or Baruch Kevod, you get to say Yehuatzon, then you could you can answer those filas. But imagine, let's say you're up to, they say Kadosh Kadosh, you answer or Baruch Kevod. You say Kel Kadosh, you answer Amen. You can immediately say after Yehuatzon and then get to Yishmei Tfila and Modi Menachnu Lach without having the Bidiyavid situation. I'm going to leave you off with a beautiful story that I heard on Rafaim Shapiro. From North Miami Beach, had a story. He said the Polish soldiers were being chased by the Cossacks. They were being chased, and a Polish soldier went, knocked on a Fum Jew's door. Let's call this Fum Jew Moshe Schwartz. The Fum Jew opened up his door and he sees a Polish soldier. He goes, "Can I help you?" The Polish soldier said, "You know, I'm being chased by Cossacks. Can I please hide in your house?" So Moshe Schwartz gives him a towel, gives a yarmulke, and a sit and puts him in the corner. It tells him to go to the corner. Couple minutes later, a Cossack soldier knocks. So Moshe Schwartz opens the door, goes, "Can I help you?" The Cossack soldier looks around, doesn't see anyone, and runs out. He doesn't realize that Polish soldier is in the corner. That guy in the corner is really a Polish soldier. The Polish soldier says, "Thank you, Moshe," and he asks him what his name is. A couple years later, the head of Poland calls Moshe Schwartz, "Please come down to my palace or my kingdom or my house." And Moshe Schwartz, of course, it was, don't forget, especially before the Holocaust, the anti-Semitism was much more rampant than today, so Moshe Schwartz was scared. But then eventually Moshe Schwartz thought, "I got to go visit him," because he obviously is sending me these letters after letters. So Moshe Schwartz came to the head of Poland, and his name was Joseph something, I forgot his last name, and the head of Poland goes, "Moshe, you remember me?" He goes, "No, I was a soldier you saved. I'm going to give you a new job, you know, gave him a better job, and here's a white sheet of paper. If you ever need anything, just bring me this white sheet of paper. I'll give what you need." A couple years later, there was about 8 yeshiva bachim going, I guess, deep into Siberia. And someone contacted V'chaim Ozer Gdansky, Zatzal, Zuchuso Yagen Aleinu. And V'chaim Ozer said, "Contact Moshe Schwartz." So he contacted Moshe Schwartz. And Moshe Schwartz went back to the head of Poland and goes, "You remember me?" And the head of Poland, "No." And then Moshe Schwartz said, "I was the guy who saved you. Here's the white sheet of paper." And they saved the 8 bachim. One of the bachim was a stipler. So you see, but what Chaim Shapiro's message was, one action could have so much impact on yourself and others. All Moshe Schwartz did was hit a soldier, and he ended up saving the stipler and 7 other bachim. To teach us how one more mitzvah could have tremendous impact on us. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything's going well, and have a great Shabbos. Bye-bye.